Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So the NFL Combine on-field workouts begin today. The defensive linemen and the linebackers will run and do drills later today. So we're going to get into some intriguing prospects going into the Combine for the draft. But before we do that, something news that came across that I don't understand this at all. Before we get to this, the Pac-12 network will continue to operate in 2024-25.
How?
Why?
The bigger question is why.
Okay, both how and why.
Who's your audience?
Who are your teams?
Who are those great games that you show nonstop?
Like what? There's only so many Oregon State moments you can show.
Right.
Here, what am I missing?
Here's Ryan Leaf.
It doesn't make sense because if I'm a Mountain West team who they'll be playing, then give me some of that money because you just showed me for the whole year.
You know what? This is my go-to. Blame him. You did this.
I did not do this. I didn't do this. Is dumb. This is seriously getting an oil change on a rental car. There's no point to this. Just shut it down. There's nobody out there. Just admit defeat. It's almost like they want to say, no, we still have two teams. No, you don't. No one cares. These two teams were so bad that no one wanted them. They were the last picks, and people just said, screw it. We're done. We're just going to leave them to the side. The Big 12 didn't want you. Big 10 didn't want you. Nobody wanted you.
Please tell me it gets better from here.
Oh, we'll just start talking about some prospects here leading into the draft. So let's start with Tavondre Sweat. He weighed in today at 362 pounds, and some people were maybe believing he could be a Jordan Davis type. Is he an intriguing prospect for this draft?
I don't think that that's necessarily fair. Sweat has more disruption ability than Jordan Davis. I'm never going to label him a pass rusher. But he's better with his hands. He's got better quicks. I think he's a little bit more than just a dominant run stuffer. And here's the downside. He's nowhere near as good against the run as Jordan Davis was all-time good.
Yeah.
I think Sweat's a more balanced player. But the weight will always concern you. You're drafting a guy who's the better part of 400 pounds. Like that's a bit of a concern.
But see, I'm never concerned about that because once you finally get to a team, you're going to have a nutritionist. You're going to have people around you. You can get it built into your contract so that
Zion.
Yeah, so that if it does become a problem, okay, we have an out. So, son, you can't eat your way out the league. But this is one where maybe structure helps you out. And when you're in competition with other top players, you want to do better. You want to eat better. You want to take better care of yourself. I've never been worried about that, David, because people are like, oh, well, you know, look at the tape.
By the way.
I don't care how big he is, he disrupts. And if you could put him, he may never be a superstar. Hold on. He may never be a superstar, but if you put him next to somebody else, that's one of those lines where you're like, man, nobody's getting through there.
How does a guy 366 pounds have a 26-inch vertical jump?
Once again, that's what I'm saying. I'm not worried about the weight because he's athletic. He's a freak of nature.
That's crazy. Okay?
He just rewards himself with a couple extra oatmeal cream pies.
Let's get over here to talk about Chop Robinson. Many people believe that he is...
That's Mr. Pork Chop Robinson.
Really good defensive end, but he never quite amounted to what was expected to be a premier pass rusher in college. Thoughts on him as a very intriguing prospect. For
he likes him better than I do. I'm not really impressed with him. So for me, I'll stay out of this.
Not to be married to a particular person, but like if he's there at 29 and if Lions have that pick, I would not be angry. I don't think that Penn State utilized him the way that he is, and I do think that he can be an edge rusher. He's a guy that you put opposite of Aiden. It's the guy that we said, get Aiden a playmate. That's a playmate. He can be explosive. And kind of like Aiden, he may never be the alpha, But those two together could be dangerous. He's never going to be a Bosa type where he just, you can't just stop him.
If I'm reading
this, he's not Myles Garrett.
If I'm reading this right, measured just a smidge over 6 feet tall, 254. That doesn't do it for me.
That's the thing, because he was listed at 6'3".
Yeah, that don't do it. Yeah, and Antoine Randle was listed at 5'10". He was 4 feet tall.
Well, don't forget, Peppers was 6'2".
I know. Hey, look, man. I'm just saying, 6 feet, 254.
Once again.
A little dicey.
I look at the tape. He was able to get to the quarterback. He was able to do a lot of things. And he did it under false pretenses. He was still the same size at Penn State, able to get to the QB.
Well, then let's talk about the next guy here, and that is Jarrett Verse. Can he match up what he does at the combine to his tape and be the best edge rusher in the draft?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes.
That's it. Now that's Mike's guy. I'll leave it to the senator from Troy, New York.
It's some bias. I just think physically insane profile. He was one of those hyper-productive D1AA players at UAlbany, and then he went to Florida State, and he just kept on doing it. Like, he's got the requisite physical. I would worry about a 6 foot, 254-pound guy. I don't worry about Jarrett Verse. I have a hard time believing he'll get past 15. And if Brad Holmes were going to do the whole move-up thing, Verse would be one of those dudes I would do it for, because I think he's a bit of a freakazoid.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's I love him.
Get to a couple defensive backs here. One is Cooper DeJean, who is coming off an injury.
Broken leg, to be specific.
And then someone who was considered the top corner going into the season for the draft, which is Kool-Aid McKinstry. Let's talk about both of those guys and if there's anything they can do to elevate themselves.
Well, I think it's both guys have value because they help you on special teams, too.
I was about to say that.
But DeJean's got to show you he's back from a broken leg, measurables, how fast does he run. Kool-Aid is a puzzle. Has all the measurables, has all the athleticism, and went to Alabama. Yet, never really jumps out at you when you watch Alabama.
The funny thing is, I think Cooper DeJean is the safer of the two picks. He broke his leg. Rehab it. You can get him back up there. Maybe he's a fraction of a second slower. You never know. But the fact that you could put him in the defensive backfield and you could also have him returning kickoffs and punts, it helps a lot. He's elusive. He has that joystick factor, especially if they change the kickoff rules in the NFL where you can now return them again. For Kool-Aid, it's one of those. You had so much hype, and maybe it's our fault because we hyped him up and he just could never live up to it. And now we're disappointed because he's not as good as we all thought he was going to be.
So let's touch on this guy here, considered a man amongst boys for many of his college years. I believe he's a top five talent in the draft. May not go on the top five, but let's tight end from Georgia, Brock Bowers.
What is there to say? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why I look at mock drafts now and he's not in the top six. He's not a tight end. He's like Kyle Pitts with polish. And he's a vertical threat. It's it's the downfield stuff. It's the route running. I mean, Georgia in many instances, and Kenny would confirm this, Rico will confirm it, they're splitting Bowers out wide and running wide receiver routes with him where he's running, you know, like a deep post corner and putting double moves on guys. He's unbelievable.
He is, but you know what he is? He's a luxury pick. If you're drafting that high, man, you need an offensive lineman or you need a quarterback or you need something. You don't have the, like, oh, we could just take this guy. It's not like all
so
of a sudden.
So let me ask this.
Like the Chiefs.
Let me ask you a question. Bears take Caleb Williams number one and they're coming back at 9. What better way to help your new franchise quarterback than to put Brock Bowers on the same field with DJ Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, you would do that?
No. But see, the thing is, Bears need offensive linemen. Got to protect that quarterback. That's what I'm saying.
I had to ask.
No.
I had to ask.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a luxury pick. Now, if the Bears already had an established line, are you crazy? Yes. Like, to me, I don't see how he gets past Harbaugh and the Chargers. That seems perfect. You give Herbert this toy and say, here you go, son. Let's go win. But that's why I think he's sliding, because then you get to, after the 10th pick, those teams will take the best available. And that's where he could go. Like, if it was one of those years where one of the playoff teams happened to own a pick, he would be gone.
Here's what he needs. All right, A, there's no declaration yet of whether he's going to run the 40 now or pro day. He needs to run a wicked 40, and I need to see if he measures out north of 6'4". Because, again, Rob Gronkowski was a freakazoid because he was 6'6", 6'7", right? If Bowers weighs, measures shorter than the listed 6'4", that's a problem. Because then I'm with Rico. Then you're just a big wide receiver. You're not a unicorn. The unicorn is Bowers comes in and measures 6'4.5" with the speed. The tape matches up.
I've never understood. Why do colleges, why not just put the real height?
Why lie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like,
I don't know.
You're going to get exposed. It's like, who does this? It's like when they're pro day, I always subtract. Oh, he ran a 3.9. Really? Because he just ran a 5.2.
That is In Football Today.
Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.